You're listening to the MicroConf Podcast. I'm your host, Rob Walling, and in this episode, we pull audio from one of our most popular YouTube videos. This one's titled Responding to the Brutal Comments on My Recent Video. This is actually a pretty fun episode. I think it'll hold up via audio. You may want to click through and watch the YouTube video. We'll have that link in the show notes, or you can go to microconf.com/YouTube. But this one revolves around a recent spicy video that I put out. Actually, it was 3 or 4 months ago now, but I put the video out and it was about how B2C is really something I wouldn't build and how I think B2B is far superior to it. And man, people got spicy in those comments. And so this is my response video. Before we dive into that, I want to let you know MicroConf Mastermind Matching is once again open. We only open it a couple times a year. And if you're tired of tackling big challenges and critical decisions alone, imagine having a hand-selected group of peers who really get it. They understand the highs, the lows, and the late nights because they're living it too. That's exactly why we created MicroConf Mastermind Matching. Our team has successfully hand-matched over 1,000 founders into groups by looking at your revenue, your team size, your strengths, and your goals to make sure that the group is the right fit for you. And in addition to matching, we provide an 8-week curriculum to help you get started because the first few meetings can be awkward. If you're ready to find your tribe, get unstuck, and make real progress in your business, you can apply now at microconfmasterminds.com. Applications close September 24th. And with that, let's dive into the episode. Bro, that's practically everything. I don't trust a single thing that comes out of your mouth. I get it. All successful businesses are a no. In other words, find a job, don't start a company. In short, don't build anything. Wow. So the comment section of the video I put out a few weeks ago got more than 225 comments, and some of them were. So in today's video, I want to clear the air on a few of these comments, since a lot of them are just flat out wrong. Let's dive in. So to set the stage for this video, it's called 7 Tempting Startup Ideas I'd Never Build. And number 1 is ad-supported anything. Number 2 is a percentage-only revenue model. Number 3 is inventing a new category. Number 4 is B2C. Number 5 is two-sided marketplaces. Number 6 is bootstrapping a venture-scale business. And number 7 is an AI model. So one of the most common sentiments shared on this video is like this one from Mario. Bro, that's practically everything. And in fact, it's barely anything. It's barely touching the tip of the iceberg, as they say. If you go look at the tens of thousands of startups that you could start, the number of ideas, whether it's B2B software, whether you want to go and do hardware, start a consulting firm that you parlay into SaaS, whether you want to go into info products, whether you want to go into e-commerce, whether you just want to look at the tens of thousands of ideas that are not excluded by this video, it's not practically everything. It's practically nothing, in fact. And I find this type of defeatist attitude. And again, Mario is not the only one that said it. This comment was probably mentioned 10 or 15 times on this episode. And what I find is that if someone's really set on building that two-sided marketplace or doing B2C, then the moment you say don't do that, they're like, well, I just can't do anything, right? But go to tinyseed.com/portfolio and look at the 204 companies that through TinySeed Accelerator I've invested in. And I have another 20 that I've invested in privately. These are companies that have a high chance of success. And that's what I'm trying to do with this video, with my books, with my podcast, is to give people the guardrails of, hey, these ideas generally have a 1 in 1,000 success rate, right? That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm saying I wouldn't build these ideas, 7 tempting startup ideas I'd never build, because I see people doing them over and over and making the same mistakes over and over and wasting their time. And every time I put a list like this out, let's say I do it on X Twitter, a bunch of people chime in and say, yeah, I tried a two-sided marketplace, don't do it. They agree with me once you've done it, but before you have, you feel like I'm somehow your parent telling you that you shouldn't do this thing. But in fact, I'm giving you pretty good advice. Maybe like your parent did when you were a teenager and you still didn't listen. I like Harvard Raj's comment. I'm bootstrapping a venture scale business by inventing a new category of consumer focused products powered by an AI model designed for two-sided marketplaces with an ad supported percentage only revenue model. Well done. Hashtag winning. You have integrated all of my 7 don'ts into a single business idea. Then Omar says, my first SaaS, two-sided marketplace with percentage-only revenue focused on consumer skull emoji. This is the kind of thing I'm saying. Omar is basically saying, I made three of these seven mistakes, and it did not work out well. It cost me a bunch of time, energy, and money. And frankly, I'm reading between the lines here, but when I read something like this, it's kind of like, I wish I had known this information sooner. Same says, there's something incredibly sexy about the idea of two-sided marketplaces, yet they are incredibly hard to pull off and most ultimately go nowhere, and that is true. And there's a reason that on Startups for the Rest of Us, the companion podcast to this YouTube channel, I was receiving so many questions about B2C and two-sided marketplaces that eventually I just started saying, don't. They would ask advice, how do I bootstrap it to? And I would say, don't. Don't bootstrap a two-sided marketplace unless you already have one of the sides in place. If you already have an audience for either the supply or the demand side, then feel free to try to bootstrap that. If you do not, you are doing it on exponential hard mode. And you can weigh in on this video and say, well, I really want to do that, or that's the way my mind works, or you're just telling me I can't do anything. And that's fine. Go waste your time. It's not going to be fun. I'm genuinely trying to help you. I have no skin in this game. If you do a two-sided marketplace or don't, I don't care. It's your time and your money. But I do think since taking that stance on the podcast, it has actually made it a better show because it has eliminated so many of these kind of dreamy, as Same says, incredibly sexy ideas that really just aren't very likely to work out. Matt comments, I don't totally agree with the B2C point. I have a B2C mobile app in a very competitive industry with thousands of alternatives. It pays my bills and I have almost no work weekly with support. Just build an app without hundreds of bugs and it won't give you headaches. To be honest, I'm not in the mobile app space, and mobile apps are different than SaaS, and I do focus a lot on SaaS. I do know a handful of founders who built mobile apps and had success with them. All of them have moved on from mobile apps because after 5 or 10 years of it, they just got tired of all the headaches. They didn't build apps with hundreds of bugs. They didn't get lucky though. I would posit, Matt, that you have gotten a little lucky and that's great. I don't want to take that away from you. But if 50 or 100 other people tried the same thing, they probably wouldn't have succeeded. And again, the entrepreneurs that used to come to MicroConf and write into the podcast who did mobile apps, most of them have moved on to SaaS. Some of them have used their B2C mobile app to parlay into SaaS, but realistically, the low price points, the high churn, or the one-time payments with a lot of mobile apps just aren't a great environment to build seven-figure SaaS apps, multi-million dollar SaaS apps, which is really my focus. If you want a truly lifestyle business, you can go B2C. But again, when I go on X Twitter and I say, hey, don't do B2C, there's a bunch of people chiming in saying, but that's what I want to do. And then there's always a bunch of people saying, yes, I'm in it. And it sucks. Listen to this guy. YouTubeCom32 weighs in with this knowledge bomb. Here's the problem I see with so many SaaS YouTube gurus. You guys are way too privileged and in your own bubble to realize that for 99% of people on planet Earth, even making an extra $1,000 a month would drastically change their lives. So here's the thing. Number one, I don't consider myself a guru. I've never called myself a guru. So the idea behind being too privileged and being in your own bubble is a naive take and acts like I'm a dumbass. It acts like I'm disconnected from the world. And that's not true. I'm pretty well in touch with folks who are struggling, whether they're in my family, my friends. I've done a lot of traveling. I know that most people on earth are struggling. An extra $1,000 a month and an extra $1,000 a month would be incredible and drastically change their lives. That's actually why I got into entrepreneurship, because when I started building products, $1,000 a month was a huge difference for me. So it's interesting to act as if my whole life I somehow was handed a silver spoon and I've been rich since I was a kid. That is not the case. If you look into any of my background, you'll know that when I started out, even $500 a month drastically changed my life. So I get it. The thing is, though, is my focus is on helping folks build incredible SaaS companies to 7 or 8 figures in ARR. And if that's your goal, and maybe you want to get investment from Tiny Seed, or maybe you just want to bootstrap it yourself, making an extra $1,000 a month is not the goal. So it's not that I'm too privileged and in my own bubble. It's more I focus on a particular end goal. And that is what this channel and Startups for the Rest of Us and MicroConf and Tiny Seed all focus on. If you want to make an extra $1,000 a month, you should look at the indie hacker crowd. They tend to focus on extreme lifestyle businesses. They do a lot of B2C, two-sided marketplaces. They do things that are opportunistic. And if they can make $10,000 or $50,000 this year, even if they can't make anything more beyond that or can't sell the business, they'll do it. And that's okay, but that's not the focus of me or this channel. I'm into repeatable and sustainable businesses, and that is the purpose of this video. Martin says, notice how he didn't mention to avoid car and rocket companies? That's true. So when people say, I pretty much told you to build nothing, that's not true. You could build a car or a rocket company. Ricardo weighs in. I have been doing this long enough to say that there is no formula for startup success. I've seen the most unexpected hit a niche to make a sustainable business. I believe that the key to any type of SaaS or startup is to validate with experts and then potential customers. And it continues from there. I agree with you. There is no formula for startup success. I've also seen really unexpected ideas and niches work. Go to tinyseed.com/portfolio and look through those companies. There are tiny little niches that you would never expect to be incredible 7- and 8-figure businesses. If you watch every video on this channel, what do I talk about? I talk about validating with potential customers. I talk about doing research, the 2-20-200 framework. And I say over and over, there is no blueprint. There is no formula. And so Ricardo and I are on the same page. I'm not sure if Ricardo's weighing in, implying that I have somewhere somehow said this, because I didn't say this in this video and I don't say it anywhere. And I've written 5 books. And in every book I say, there is no formula. There is no blueprint, but I'm going to give you as much of my best knowledge, advice, and experience to help you not make the same mistakes that I've made and the same mistakes that so many people in the communities that I'm in have made. 714... says, if you're watching this video, just understand that this is the opinion of an investor who prefers to invest in particular types of businesses that would maximize his returns. In essence, this is not the truth, in all caps, about anything about startup ideas. Yes, exactly. No, I totally agree with this. Anything you watch on YouTube, think about where that person is coming from. It's always the opinion of a human. I happen to be a startup founder, started as a developer, built my own companies, and now I do invest in startups. I also write books to help folks. Even if I don't invest in you, I have this YouTube channel that we spend hundreds of thousands of dollars a year putting out videos for you for free, and startups for the rest of us that we spend, let's say, tens of thousands of dollars a year putting out episodes for you. 52 episodes a year. It's a lot of content. So it's education. We do mastermind matching. We run events. And I do, in fact, invest in B2B SaaS companies. But that is just one very small part of this whole ecosystem. And why everything in this video, and frankly, everything you'll hear me say and write and put out on in a YouTube video or on a podcast is my opinion. And you should consider where that opinion is coming from. What are my goals for my companies? I want to help folks build incredible B2B SaaS companies that will change their life, bring them freedom, purpose, and relationships, and that they can build to 7- or 8-figure ARR and exit, hopefully, for $10 to $100 million. That's my goal. So I'm not on the venture capital track. I don't invest like a venture capitalist, a traditional one, but I'm also not on the indie hacker lifestyle business front. So I actually appreciate 714, whatever else his username is, calling this out. Bottom line is there is no truth about startup ideas or how to do it. There is no blueprint. So if anyone tells you otherwise or you're seeking that, you should stop. You don't seek truth. Just seek knowledge from folks who have done it before you. Seek knowledge from folks who are trying to give it away or trying to help you not make the same mistakes that they've made. Lensvana says, amazing video. I wasted 2 years trying to bootstrap a two-sided marketplace because I thought I was special. Yeah, I've heard it before. It's a bummer. It's a bummer that Lens spent that time, but that is why I create these types of videos, is to try to help you avoid making the same mistakes that I've made or the mistakes others have made. Julian Hecker says, I've made many of these mistakes. My first SaaS idea was Barbago, a two-sided marketplace which connected barbers with clients, taking only a small commission or ad revenue. Yeah, really, that's like 3 or 4 of the mistakes. I soon realized there was too little profit to be made here. And that's the point of this video. And finally, Stanny Lou says, what about a LAAS lemonade as a service? I think it's a great idea. Shut up and take my money. I want to invest today.